Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic Brainstuff episode. We as a culture are fascinated by last meals. If you choose it, how do you choose? If you don't, what does it say about your habits? This episode concerns the last meal of the man that would become the oldest natural mummy we've ever found, Ötzi the Iceman. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Y'all may have heard of folks emulating the diets of our ancient pre-agricultural human ancestors for health and welfare. You know, paleo. But thanks to recent research, we now have an actual ancient menu of sorts to follow. The last meal of Ötzi, a.k.a. the Iceman, a 5,300-year-old man whose frozen body was found by German tourists in the Italian Alps back in 1991. An international group of researchers has conducted the first in-depth study of the contents of Ötzi's stomach and small and large intestines, as detailed in an article published in a July issue of the journal Current Biology. They used a combination of multiomics, studies involving different biomolecules such as ancient DNA, proteins, metabolites, and lipids, plus microscopic examination to reconstruct the exact composition of Ötzi's food intake just before his apparent violent death from massive bleeding caused by an arrow wound in his shoulder. Ötzi's stomach still contained a small amount of food that he was in the process of digesting, including animal muscle fibers and plant fragments, as well as metabolic compounds that indicated the presence of dairy products and whole grain cereals. In addition to the chemical analysis, the researchers also analyzed DNA they found in the food and studied bacteria in Ötzi's gastrointestinal tract. From that, they determined that Ötzi's last meal probably consisted of ibex and red deer meat that he ate either fresh or dried, and fat from grazing animals or dairy products, supplemented with einkorn, a wild species of wheat. Ötzi's diet was high in fat, with its residues making up between 27 and 46% of his stomach's contents. The researchers think that that wasn't by accident. In the cold, high-altitude environment in which Ötzi lived, it was a challenge to avoid starvation and energy loss. The researchers wrote, "The Iceman seemed to have been fully aware that fat displays an excellent energy source." Puzzlingly, Ötzi's stomach also contained particles of toxic bracken fern and mosses, which may have come from plant material to wrap his meat. Another possibility is that Ötzi took the toxic fern as a medicine for intestinal problems related to parasites found in his gut. But we should mention that Ötzi's diet may not be demonstrative of the diets of his era. Ancient hunter-gatherers' diets varied greatly according to the region where they lived. While Ötzi ate meat and grains, ancient people in what is now Botswana got 70% of their calories from carbohydrates and sugars in melons and starchy roots, for example. Ancient diets were, necessarily, local. Today's episode is based on the article "Ötzi the Iceman Ate a High-Fat Last Meal" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.